down! Put, 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 put!
You're listening to Lower Road Radio, voted by Podcast Monthly as one of the top 50 sports radio podcasts to premiere in January of 2016. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what sportspodcast.biz.gov calls subpar at best.
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you for episode 74 of Lower Road Radio. That's right, the podcast that you love to love. And I don't know, I was trying to come up with a new intro to the podcast, but it just wasn't happening.
It's not working. No.
It's episode 74. I'm here. My co-host, as always, is Jason. Jason, how are you doing today?
Good. You called me a little bit ago, and you rarely just call me just for the heck of it.
Uh-huh.
And you said, I saw James Harden at Walmart.
Yeah.
Which is weird because he's, like, I don't know why he's in Marion, Ohio.
There would be no reason for him to be. I mean, I suppose, like, if he had a game
In Cleveland,
and now he was like on his way like to Atlanta. That would not be the route you would take. No. I'm trying to think. Indianapolis? No, you
maybe.
Wouldn't.
Yeah,
maybe Indianapolis.
Yeah. If he was driving.
Yeah, if he was driving himself.
Yeah,
and he was not wearing. I mean, the clothes were fine, but it wasn't like what you'd think maybe a multimillionaire would wear.
Right, right.
And he was with what looked to be his wife and kids.
Okay.
So.
Do you have a cigarette hanging out his mouth?
No. Well, it was inside Walmart.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. You were just all excited that you saw him.
I was like, Jason, I just saw James Harden.
So basically, you saw a black dude with a huge, big black beard.
Yeah, that's what I said. I saw James Harden.
Hey, kids, look. It's James Harden.
Yeah.
Go get his autograph.
Yeah, I thought he'd be taller than 5'10".
That's funny. You go up and hand him a basketball. Here, hold this for a second. Like, take a picture of him.
I should have. I really should have.
Go to the sporting goods section. Hey, hold this for a second. What are you doing? Like, take a selfie with him?
Yeah.
Post it on Instagram?
I can't believe I just met James Harden at the Marion Walmart. I should have tried to introduce, like, start up like a impromptu conversation with the guy to see if he was cool.
Yeah.
And then to be like, I know this is crazy, but can I take a picture with you and say that you're James Harden?
I think you should have.
I should have. I'll probably see him again. This town's not so big.
Yeah.
You just show up at Walmart and eventually you see everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, there are a lot of things happening in sports right now. We've got a full plate. It's a very exciting time in sports, I think.
Yeah.
We've got the NBA kind of taking shape, the Final Four, the Raiders just moved to Las Vegas. We've got all sorts of stuff happening. So where do you want to start today?
Streak for the cash.
Okay. ESPN. That's not one of the things I mentioned, but I don't have my phone on me either. ESPN Streak for the Cash. So what you need to do is you need to download the ESPN Streak for the Cash app. And then, once you've opened the app, search for Lower Road Radio under Groups, and then find Lower Road Radio, join our group, and then you can play along. And we always keep track of who is currently at the top of the winning streak.
Well, currently I'm second, which is why I brought it up.
Oh, sure.
So currently I have 6 wins.
Okay.
Philly Cheese has 10.
Man, Philly, it's Phil, you're so good at this.
He's
impressed.
Really, really, really good at it. Now, the long streak for the month, Jay Will has 16.
Yeah.
Philly Cheese has 15.
Right.
Adam the Male Nurse still has 15,
mm-hmm.
Although he's on a one-game losing streak. So
currently.
So we've got still a couple more days left in March. By the time you listen to this, March might be really close to over. So here's the key. The key is you want to get started in April.
Right.
Because it's a whole new month. You get
April
to start
1st.
All over. That's
if
right.
If you get a correct pick once a day, every day, for the full month of April.
30 wins.
Are there 30 days in April?
Yeah.
Are there 31?
Well, at least 30. You would have at least 30
days.
30
days, half September, April, May, and November.
If you
November.
Get 2 wins a day,
all
that'd
the rest
be 60.
Have 31, except for February. I never get that right.
I don't understand. I just Google it.
You Google it?
Yeah. How many
it
days
looks
are
like
in
there
April?
Are 30 days in April.
Okay.
Okay.
So you win 2 a day, that's 60.
And you're going to win the whole thing.
Yeah. Guaranteed, like $40,000.
You can't get one wrong.
No. And we're not paying out the $40,000 ESPN was. That's a
we expect a cut of it.
Yes.
If you're a part of the group.
50%?
I'd say 40. I think 50 is a little greedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'd say you just... and you
I mean, honestly, it's because of us that you're playing, obviously.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you would win nothing if it wasn't for us.
And we just gave you the winning strategy.
Yeah,
so,
just all you have to do is win 2 a day.
Right. Like, a coach, like if you're a boxing coach, you're going to take a cut of the winnings.
That's right.
Because you were the one that made that happen. You might, you know, you're not going to take most of it. But I think 40% feels about right.
That sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we're their agent and their coach.
Yes.
So 20% goes to the coach, 20% to the agent. Mm-hmm. We're basically both.
Yeah.
You can be the coach, I'll be the agent.
Done. All right. So do that. Join Lower Road Radio on the ESPN Streak for the Cash app. Play along. And it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
It is fun.
Okay. So now that that's out of the way.
Okay. I want a quick shout out.
Okay. Sponsor?
No.
Oh, shit.
Well, sponsor to Coca-Cola?
Okay. Coca-Cola is our sponsor again today.
Well, here's the deal. I just had a bunch of popcorn. I got the salty, taste going,
right,
and I need a Coke.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Oh, that's gross. I recently read that McDonald's has a different Coke formula than everybody else.
Okay, I've heard that it's the filtration of the water.
No, apparently, now I could be wrong. But apparently they're getting a different formula than everybody else.
Okay. There's a reason why McDonald's Coke is so much better than everybody else.
I don't know that it is.
No, it is. I guarantee you it is.
I don't know. I haven't had a Coke in so long.
You're missing out, my son.
Ugh, I've been very good.
Yeah. Okay, so shout out to... we have a new listener, a new active listener.
Oh, okay.
Coach Kevin.
Coach Kevin.
Coach Kevin.
Coach K.
He's our Coach K. I like it. He he was my son's football coach in Oklahoma.
All right.
And I appreciate him because... you know, I get very loud and aggressive at football games.
In life.
In life in general.
Uh-huh.
And especially, at my kids' games.
You yelled at my wife at the grocery store the other day.
I did.
Yeah. So, I mean, just randomly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She provoked it, first of all, but that's a whole different thing.
Okay.
But multiple times when I was coaching my son, who was on the 6-and-under team, Gideon, and then Coach K was coaching... my son Harrison, who was on the 8-and-under team.
Mm-hmm.
But multiple times I had umpires warn me, sideline warning on me.
Right.
And so I had to been told multiple times, just take it down a notch.
Come on.
Don't address the officials directly.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
Will you please?
No, I can't even do that.
Okay.
I can't even address the officials.
Okay.
Because I don't know how to do it in a normal voice.
No.
And so, but Coach K is the only other guy out there that I think feels my pain.
Right.
Because he does the same thing.
Sure.
He's gotten multiple warnings himself.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's ever been kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it surprise me?
Something's wrong if you're not getting warnings. You know, if you're getting kicked out every time,
that's a problem.
That's a real problem. But everybody, you should be pushing that line.
If you don't get warnings, you're basically, you don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you out there?
The league pays money to these referees.
That's right.
It's like wasting money if you're not making the referees do their job.
That's right.
Right?
You're pushing them. Yeah, we're volunteers. We don't get paid for this.
You don't get paid for
this. They're paid professionals.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So make them do their job.
That's right.
That's why when I go to a restaurant, I'll leave an extra mess behind me because this is your job. I'm not going to clean up for you.
Yeah. So anyways, shout out to Coach K.
Okay.
Newest listener, active. Right. He sent a couple messages. He just listened to the mascot challenge.
Uh-huh.
Which he liked.
Sure.
And we were just going over the bracket before we started today.
Yeah. It's not good.
Apparently, we did just as good on our mascot challenge as we did in our real bracket.
Just as well.
So out of the final four, we got 0 out of 4 on both of them.
On our serious bracket. And we were seriously, honestly trying to pick the best picks we could pick.
Yeah.
And
final four, we went what?
The final four, we went 0-4. Our final four was Duke, Arizona, Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay.
In the Elite Eight,
we
got one right. Kentucky was the only team that we had in the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
Everything else was, we said Villanova, Duke, Notre Dame, Arizona, Michigan State, Louisville, Butler, and Kentucky.
Wow. Those are all good teams.
Those are perfectly fine picks.
Yeah.
But not true to form. So it looks like we're going to be treated to an all-Carolina final, possibly.
Possibly.
Right? We're going to Carolina...
North and south.
South and north.
Yeah.
Read vamp up that Civil War. Although they were on the same side,
I
think.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm sure something made them split at some point.
Yeah.
At some point, the Carolinas got
They're
in a
probably
fight.
Arguing over tobacco rights.
Right. Did you know that Michigan and Ohio was once in a – although shots were never fired, there was a battle formed for Toledo. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Ohio lost, so we got Toledo. Oh, man.
No, you take it. Yeah, no, I don't want it.
It's like the last kid in recess when you're picking the basketball team who was Toledo. So we ended up with Toledo, which is fine because we get
Toledo Mudhens,
and we get the guy from MASH that was the crossdresser. What was his name? Corporal Klingel?
Yeah.
I flew with him in a plane one time.
Yeah,
I was flying out of Tulsa to somewhere else, and there's an alarm. Is it a cop or is it coming from? Oh, ambulance.
It's an ambulance. Oh, two of them.
That's
exciting.
Well, we just hope that everything's okay. Whatever's happening. There'll probably be more things happen too, but we're in a rough part of town. That's just the way it goes.
Rent's cheap at Lower Road Radio Studios.
Yeah. And speaking of the Lower Road Radio Studios, I don't know if you've noticed, I've been doing some decorating. I've got the Archie Griffin Russian
nesting dolls.
Yeah. The Jim Trestle. But now I have like a bronze looking Woody Hayes statue that my daughter gave to me. And down there, I've got the. Why don't you grab that for me? I think better when I have a football in my hands. I've got the Ohio State official, I don't know, looking football. It's not a game ball.
It's not coated white.
Yeah, it's like white on the top, brown leather on the bottom. It says Ohio State football 1890. I guess that's when they started.
That's a long time.
Shortly after the Civil War.
Yeah.
Two Civil War references in one. Whoa.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. So there you go. So our brackets are not looking that good. But let's reset. You've got you've got South Carolina, North Carolina, Oregon, and
Gonzaga.
So South Carolina will play Gonzaga. What do you think? South Carolina looks like unstoppable, don't they?
They look really good, but I think Gonzaga is going to win.
I don't know.
We talked about it before. I was pushing for Gonzaga. You were pushing anti-Gonzaga.
And I'll still push against Gonzaga.
So when I filled out my bracket on the ESPN Tournament Challenge, I've got Gonzaga winning the whole thing.
That's probably worth looking up right now because we did actually fill out – or we did have a – a bracket for
a Lower Road Radio.
Yeah, we had a Lower Road Radio group. So let me look that up real quick. Let you know who the winner is. Easy Money, Bird Dog Bandit. I don't know who that is, but they're winning right now.
But they have Kansas.
But they have Kansas as the champion, so chances are they're not going to win it. Oh, but Easy Money, they have another bracket, and they picked North Carolina in that bracket, so they're good. Your bracket with the Gonzaga as the winner is tied for third place.
If Gonzaga wins out, I bet you I win.
Josh Cramp is there. Adam Hansen picked North Carolina to win.
Click that guy's name and see if it comes up.
Bird Dog Bandit. Who are you, Bird Dog Bandit?
Does it say?
Easy Money.
Is there like a profile name? We don't know who it is.
We don't know who that is.
Okay.
I have no idea who this is. I'm trying to...
Okay, well, text the show. Let us know.
Yeah, let us know who you are, Bird Dog Bandit. So that's that. But anyway, it's really hard to say. So would you honestly think Gonzaga?
I picked him to win. Of course I do.
Did you know that Hootie from Hootie and the Blowfish is a huge South Carolina fan? Does that change your mind at all?
No.
I don't want to be with you. It's okay. I'm such a baby. Yeah, the dolphins make me cry. All right. I used to think he was talking about actual dolphins, like the beauty of the majestic dolphin. But he's actually a dolphins fan. That's what that line is about.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So even the fact that Hootie is Darius Rucker, it's not enough to sway you.
No.
Figure North Carolina on the other side, though. They look pretty great.
And honestly, the Ducks, come on.
What are we talking about?
The Ducks aren't doing it. I mean, they could. They looked really good.
You don't get to the Final Four if you stink.
Yeah, well, that's what they're saying. Like, they look so much more athletic and on their game versus Kansas.
Right.
Bill Self is something like 3-7 in the Elite Eight.
Right.
That's not good.
Not so good.
No.
At least
I think Bill Self is a good coach.
At least he's getting there. I'd take him at Ohio State in a heartbeat.
But it looks like he's failed multiple times.
Well, but maybe he's overachieved by getting teams that didn't belong into the Elite Eight.
If you're Kansas, you got to be there.
You got to be where? You got to be in the Final Four every year?
If you go up against Oregon, you do.
But they don't go up against Oregon every year.
No, but they've lost seven other times to seven other teams they probably should have beat.
I won't blame Bill Self. I think he's a great coach. I wish he would have stayed in the Big Ten. Because I'm
Illinois.
A Big Ten fan. Illinois. He was great at it. That Illinois team was amazing.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
So Indiana just picked up Archie Miller.
Archie Miller. You said that. I was like, I was like Archie Manning, Archie Comics. I can't place Archie Miller.
Brother of Sean Miller. Sean I think Miller. More people know who Sean Miller is.
I went from Phoenix, Arizona, all the way to Tacoma.
No, he's in Arizona right now.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Hopefully, here's what I'm hoping. Because the Buckeyes stink. Their basketball team
out loud. They didn't make the NIT.
That's really, really bad. You're a Big Ten team, and you didn't make the NIT.
The NIT was like, nah, we're good, man. Like, I see you doing your thing. That's great. But, yeah, we're good. We'll take North Carolina Tech this year.
Exactly. I think Ohio State ought to fire Thad Matta today and go after Sean Miller.
That makes me sad.
Because then you'd have a Sean Miller versus Archie Miller rivalry between Ohio State and
that's
Indiana.
The reason you went?
Absolutely. That's it.
You know who I'd go after? Well, Jim Trestle will be my first bet. And then after that, I'd go after Bobby Knight.
Well, Bobby Knight's not coaching.
He played basketball at Ohio State.
I understand that. He's also 85 years old.
He has forgotten more about basketball than you'll ever learn.
He might have forgotten too much.
Yeah, you're probably right. I love Bobby Knight.
I would take Bobby Knight in a heartbeat, but it's not a long-year plan. And kids today don't want to play for Bobby Knight.
Maybe the tides have turned.
No.
Okay, you're probably right.
I'm absolutely right.
He's going to be like, what's with this three-point line? Oh, man. I would apologize to Bobby Knight, but I'm pretty sure he doesn't know that podcasts even exist.
Yeah.
Or that he's like this internet
fan. He doesn't have a smartphone. Or a cell phone.
He has a jitterbug. Oh, my gosh.
Jitterbug.
So, the other thing, as far as college basketball goes, unfortunately, the big headline is not a player, but it's the player's stupid father, LeVar Ball.
Yeah.
And you were telling me before we started recording, that there is a new hashtag on Twitter, LeVar Ball says.
Yes.
Like, LeVar Ball says, my boy is still better. Talk to me when Devin Booker scores 92. Because his son scored 93 or something in a game.
Right.
Or 91 in a game. Yeah. So
The couple ones I liked, LeVar Ball says that he can staple water to a tree.
LeVar Ball says, my sons don't miss shots. The earth moves before the ball gets to the rim.
LeVar Ball says, my boys will never have bodyguards because no one can guard them.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
All right. LeVar Ball says, he ordered a Big Mac at Taco Bell. I don't know.
LeVar Ball says he could beat up Chuck Norris.
LeVar Ball says that he won Rookie of the Year twice.
So here's what I think we need to do with this. Yeah. for the record, we have not been active on Twitter.
At all.
No. We have an account set up at Lower Road Radio, but we haven't really done anything with it.
I have not given you access to it, and I don't even know how. It's going to take some work to even figure that out.
So here's what I think we need to do. I think we need to do a LeVar Ball Says challenge.
LeVar Ball says, I would have known how many timeouts Michigan had left. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. I think we need to have all their listeners put their brain power together and come up with the best LeVar Ball Says phrases.
Okay.
Okay? And then do hashtag LeVar Ball Says, and then have him what he says, and then do at Lower Road Radio.
Okay.
And then that way we can see where it is, we can track it, we can look at it.
All right.
And it'll just be fun. It'll be a fun interaction.
LeVar Ball says, he out-pizzaed the hut. And we all know no one out-pizzas the hut. I got a problem with that commercial. So, and you know what commercial that is?
No, I don't.
Grant Hill is sitting in a chair, and he's talking about all the different ways you can order Pizza Hut pizza. You can do it from your smartphone, from your computer. You can call. You can blah, blah, blah. And he's like, and now I got these new sneakers. And he likes, it's like the Reebok ones, except the pumping thing is like a Pizza Hut symbol, and he just presses the pump on the Pizza Hut, and like a pizza shows up, right? So it's like, and he says something about Pizza Hut, and he goes, because we all know no one out pizzas the hut. And I'm like, you're saying that in such a way that we should all know what you're talking about?
Yeah.
I've never heard that phrase before.
Well, no, that's a phrase you're probably trying to push, right?
Yeah, but they're pushing it. The way that they're saying, the way that he's saying it is like, this has been like in the ethos for years and years and years.
You don't watch
it's too late. Pizza Hut?
Okay, move on.
It's
I'm
too
done
late
it.
To come up with a catchphrase.
It's not too late.
Whatever
it's
your catchphrase was.
Da 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 da.
That's McDonald's.
I'm loving it. I know, but at the time, that wasn't a thing. That was just like 6 years ago.
6 years ago?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it was.
Wrong.
No, I remember when it came out. I'm like, this is so stupid. Now I'm like, da 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 da. I'm loving it. I like it.
I'm going to look it up. It's longer than 6 years.
No, it was 6 years ago. Okay. You don't watch Walking Dead, do you?
I'm going to look it up. No, I don't.
Okay, so LeVar Ball says, this is a Walking Dead reference, that he would survive after getting whacked in the head 10 times with Negan's bat. That's pretty funny.
Is it?
It is.
Okay.
LeVar Ball says that Brian Williams was there when he beat Michael Jordan 1-on-1. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I think it's funny. You, who don't watch the news and is not informed with society, probably don't even understand that reference, but it's okay.
Brian Williams
yeah.
is a news reporter.
Yeah.
Took over for Tom Brokaw. That was doing a bad Tom Brokaw impression.
Tom Brokaw. He has like a...
Nah. Can't do it. Okay. I can't find it. I did but, it. I had it at one point.
But he lied about... like being on scene.
Supposedly.
Whatever. LeVar Ball says that he could get a perfect bracket.
That's good. LeVar Ball says he'd beat Venus and Serena in a tennis match by himself.
LeVar Ball says he taught Bruce Lee how to use the nunchucks.
LeVar Ball says he told Kyrie that the earth was flat.
We never really talked about that.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I've seen a lot of compelling evidence that the Earth could be flat. We don't know that it's not. We don't know. Have you ever seen the Earth from space? No.
Okay.
You don't know that it's not flat.
Do you know why he's doing this?
Because he thinks the Earth is flat.
No, it's not because...
No, listen. Hey, I've go just YouTube it. Just YouTube okay. Earth is flat.
Okay.
Watch some stuff about it.
I'm happy to do it.
Because some of it is really, really compelling.
Okay, good, good, good. The Earth is flat. Kyrie Irving does not believe that the Earth is flat.
I think
they're being a little silly. And the whole thing kind of bothered me a little bit.
Okay, listen.
They're trying to be too smart for
I don't care about that. Shoeless Joe, he's on my conspiracy wagon right now.
Okay.
He's watching all this stuff on Netflix. Joe, go to YouTube, do yourself a favor, and Google or search on YouTube, Earth flat proof.
Okay.
And you will watch some amazing evidence that might convince you the Earth is flat.
Okay. One more. LeVar Barr says he knows Victoria's Secret.
Okay. So use that. Go to Twitter. Do hashtag LeVar Ball says.
Hashtag Lower Road Radio.
At Lower Road Radio.
Oh, at Lower Road Radio.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. I don't know how
Twitter works. Yeah. Although you set up the account and now you've lost the profile and the password.
It's awkward. I think that the only thing that posts on our Twitter is like, I think I have it automatically set up to where every time we post an episode.
No, not even that.
Oh,
no,
it does on Facebook.
We got like 7 posts on Twitter altogether.
That's awkward.
That's what I'm saying. We just need to figure it out. I'll do the Twitter. I like Twitter.
Okay. I tried to do Twitter. I can't do it.
Twitter's just a different animal altogether.
Okay.
Do you want to do Instagram? I'll do Twitter.
Could I do neither? Is that an option?
No.
We need sponsors.
We need sponsors so that we can hire someone to do our social media account.
Yeah. Yeah. Or a listener of the show.
John Meadows could handle it.
Well, I don't know that Johnny will, but...
He drives a lot. He could do it while he's driving.
No, you shouldn't do that while you're driving.
He could.
But you shouldn't.
I'm just saying he could.
You could get pulled over in Michigan.
And you did.
I did.
You're not supposed to be on your cell phone in Michigan.
Yeah. No. No,
yeah.
You're not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy pulled me over. He's like, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" And I was like, "Honestly, I didn't even know you were there. I've been on my phone for the last like 5 minutes. How long have you been following me?" he asked me. He's like, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" And I was like, and I had a pretty good idea because it was on my phone.
Yeah.
Because I actually was on my phone looking at it. And I pulled up. He pulled up beside me, like on the highway. You know, like he was just passing me, and I looked over at him, and he looked at me and saw my phone, and he immediately slowed. It was like boom, boom, right beside me. Lights go on, and I was like, "Oh crap!" And he said, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" And I said, "Well, I'm not exactly sure, to be honest with you," which was not a lie because I wasn't exactly sure.
Yeah.
And he said, "You were on your phone," and I said, "Is it illegal to use your phone for GPS?"
Yeah.
And he said, "It's got to be mounted in Michigan. It's got to be on a mount."
in order for you to use it.
Yeah.
So,
see, here's my thing. What kills me is not just police officers, but police officers have like whole dashboards filled with like computers and GPS and all that stuff in their car with them. You know they're looking at that stuff while they're driving. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think it's probably safer in your hand than mounted.
Yeah.
Right? Because you could hold it and move it. And
I would not have done it if I didn't feel like it was safe. So
okay, so what you're telling me is John Meadows, do not get on your cell phone in Michigan.
That's what I'm saying. But maybe there's another listener that would like to handle. You know, one listener that we know is somewhat active on Twitter is Jake675309.
I don't know if I want to trust him with our Twitter account.
No, but but he tweeted the show.
He did.
After a long silence.
Yeah.
Jake, we thought you were dead. We were worried about you. I sent help. I ran into a couple of guys.
Yeah.
I said, what are you doing right now? And they said, I don't know. What do you need? Because they looked like they were homeless. And I was like, I'll give you a cheeseburger. And if you and I showed them Jake's
profile
pic. Yeah. And I said, he lives somewhere in California. He might be wearing a Golden State Warriors jersey. And see if you can find him. So I sent help.
I can't remember why he tweeted the show.
I don't remember either, but he did, which
proved something was it a reference to? I think it was a reference to you and I playing basketball at the Y.
Yeah, maybe that was it.
Yeah,
yeah.
And which I didn't even. I'm sorry that I brought it up now because you've
I've won four out of the last five.
Yeah, well, altogether we're 4-4.
I've Cleveland Cavs you. Cleveland Cavs you. You had a 3-1 lead.
I did have a 3-1 lead.
And now
I won four games before you won four games. So if it's the same 7-game series, I won.
Okay.
We're 4-4 right now.
We're 4-4. And I've won four out of the last five.
Yeah.
So I'm trending the right way.
Yeah. I wanted you to come back because it's not fun if I just keep winning.
Whatever. Typical jerk move. All right. So so that's all of that. I'm trying to find my stuff. We got a couple other things to talk about really quickly before we go, because we are about ready to go. So long. We now have a new member. Okay, so here's the list. You ready for this list?
Yeah.
David Thompson.
Yeah.
Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah.
David Robinson.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Elgin Baylor.
Pretty good players.
Now, Devin Booker.
Who?
Exactly. Now, Devin Booker, if I put a gun to your head, we do a lot of that in this show. If this
metaphorically is, speaking.
Well, it's an audio medium, so people don't really know.
Yeah, okay.
You know, what you might know, what you might not know is before every show, Jason and I load a gun and we set it down right in front of us before the show. And when things get really serious, sometimes we hold a gun to each other's head.
Yeah.
So gun to your head right now. Or let me say it this way. If I put a gun to your head a week ago and said, who is Devin Booker? How many times?
I think my first guess would have been tennis player.
Yeah, okay.
He sounds like a tennis player. Devin Booker?
Devin Booker. Kind of sounds like a tennis player.
I think he's a tennis player.
Maybe a
minor league baseball player.
Minor league baseball player. Lots of ways you could go.
I just saw a weird thing up there.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry. It was like a weird flash.
Really?
It was like blue.
That's awkward.
Sorry.
This place is haunted.
It really was. It was like a blue ghost up in that corner.
Really?
I'm not even joking around.
Like a light from behind the wall?
No, like in that corner. Like in that corner, there was a blue thing that like pulsed.
Where did you get that popcorn you just ate? How old was that popcorn?
I don't know. But you saw me look over there.
I did see you look over there.
Because there was a blue ghost in the corner. It's a ghost.
All right. You would not have known who Devin Booker was.
No.
But now you do. Kind of.
I'm kind of freaked out about this ghost.
Well, just focus. The ghost, if he was there before and he didn't do anything to us, we're probably fine.
Okay.
Even if he's a he. I don't want to be sexist. I assume
the transgender ghost.
I assume there are she ghosts. Maybe it's a
neutral.
Maybe it's a ghost with male ghost parts, but it identifies as a female dog. I don't know. I don't want to put this ghost in a box. That's not my place to do. But either way, it's obviously somewhat peaceful because it's left us alone.
It did. Although it's like we don't know when it entered the building.
Mm-hmm.
It just because I just now saw it for the first time.
I assume that if it was going to do something, it would have done it already.
Okay.
I think you're safe.
Okay.
Plus, you're right by a Woody Hayes graven image, so just hold it up.
Yeah.
You know, like oh, you just knocked down Archie.
Okay. So Devin Booker.
Devin Booker. I watched a video that was every made field goal from that game.
Yeah.
I think he had 35 points going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Which is like crazy that you end up scoring.
Well, he doubled his point total.
Right.
So he scored 35 in the fourth quarter.
And it didn't, like, he didn't come out of it. It was mostly, it's like the last, how many minutes were in a quarter in the NBA?
12?
I was going to say, I know, that's, I think it is 12.
I think it is 12.
Because I was about ready to say, it wasn't the full fourth quarter, it was just like the last 12 minutes. Now that it comes out of my mouth. Partially it was, the Suns were losing badly.
Yeah,
and they noticed that that's what the Celtics were giving them was Booker, and so they just said, let's go with it. And so they kept on letting Booker do what he did, and it was just a night where he just wasn't missing.
Yeah,
it didn't look impressive. I didn't see any shots where it's like, oh my gosh, that's crazy that he's making these kind of shots. It was just he was just hitting open shots.
Yeah,
he was most of the time. There were a couple of quick pull-up threes that were a little deep. Kind of heat check type shots, but for the most part, it was normal shots.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it means anything. I mean, now he's going down in the history.
Here's the thing: Phoenix is not good.
Well, Phoenix's lineup the other day was younger than Gonzaga's lineup, and like three or four other teams in the tournament.
Right, right.
So they're very young.
That's what I'm saying. But here's my thing: is if you're not a good team, just do something. Yeah. Entertain us.
Sure.
It's a product on the court.
Here we are now. Entertain us.
Yeah.
Nirvana.
Here we
Smells
are.
Smells like Teen Spirit.
Entertain us. I feel stupid and contagious.
Now. I never knew the song name. I never knew the words.
I don't
words
think Kurt Cobain knew the words either.
Yeah.
It was a bunch of gibberish.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're the Phoenix Suns, just put an entertaining... You know what? Sure. Try to score 100 points from the player. Yeah.
Do it.
And then they took a Wilt Chamberlain-style picture after the game, and it caused a big ruckus.
And Jake Crowder, who was guarding Devin Booker in the game, tweeted, I've never seen something along the lines of, I've never seen guys so happy after a loss.
Right.
And then Devin Booker immediately responded, you can't guard me. So, which is kind of true.
It's an appropriate response, yes.
Jake Crowder's supposed to be like a defensive guy, so...
Well, now Boston... They win that game, and they tied the Cavs.
Right. The Cavs are 8-9 since the All-Star break.
Not good.
It's not good. You know I'm an optimist when it comes to the Cavs. I believe
Ever
in LeBron James.
Ever since Andrew Bogut went down.
I know. It's the Bogut. It's the Australian.
Curse of the Bogut.
Curse of the Australian. Curse of the...
Kangaroo.
Curse of the Bloomin' Onion. I trust LeBron. And I think LeBron is figuring stuff out. Now, they have some defensive problems. That's the truth.
Yeah.
But I trust that LeBron – I don't think he's that worried about whether he's the one seed or the two seed in the Eastern Conference.
I think that Game 7 makes a difference.
Yeah. I think
– I don't know if it's worth putting all your energy out because they're going to be up there anyways.
I think they've laxed on their energy, A. I think, B, they're working some stuff out. They're figuring some stuff out. So I don't know how much it means. They're still I don't care what the record is. They're the best team in the East. They just are.
No, I mean, we're going to find out.
Yeah, we're going to find out.
Cleveland is not getting any better. And I think Boston's getting better. I think Toronto's getting better.
Okay. Well, I mean, right now, if I'm a Boston fan, I'm wishing that we would have made a move for Paul George or for Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Those guys that you
Can
probably...
Can you imagine Butler or George on that Boston team?
That would scare me. If you put... Because Paul George is playing good right now.
Yeah.
He's playing well right now. If you put Paul George on that Boston team, now good. I'm starting to get a little nervous.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Isaiah Thomas...
He's pretty good.
I know. But I don't know.
He's
like
pretty
if
good.
If you told me I get to trade Isaiah Thomas for any player on the Cavs... I'm not going to trade him for LeBron. I'm not going to trade him for Kyrie. I don't know after that.
The problem is he plays the same position as Kyrie.
Yeah.
I mean, if you could trade him for Love straight up.
I suppose you probably... I don't know. I don't know.
I would.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. It makes me nervous. I'm nervous about the Cavs, but we'll see. And this, and like you said, the Celtics now, well, the Cavs tonight are losing to the Spurs like
by a lot.
When I checked, they were losing 72-45 when I checked. So they're getting blown out by the Spurs. The Spurs look very good. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. So right now,
Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit is being played in the background. Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, he hates it.
What's the other guy's name from Nirvana?
Dave Grohl.
Yeah. Yep, the drummer from Nirvana. But apparently he used to take songs to Kurt Cobain that he had written.
Yeah.
And like, oh, let's do this. And Kurt Cobain, like, that's garbage. And then now he's doing his band. I apologize.
He's dead.
Dave Grohl's not
dead.
Yeah, it's Dave Grohl's band.
I was avoiding that because I don't know what it is.
I can't believe I can't think of this. Super popular.
I know.
The Beatles, that's it. Okay. All right, well, this is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats. #Lamar.